2237.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Allie.
Oh my gosh, Derek J is actually in the studio with us again.
It's great to be here, guys. I can't believe it. Beautiful in New Hampshire. Can't wait for Pork Fest.
Well, you missed the weather yesterday, so.
Yeah, it's been a little bit rainy this week, but, you know, if it stays like this for the next week, it'll be incredible. There's usually some rain at Pork Fest, but that's okay. It's part of the fun of being there. So that's why you're in town. You've come up a couple days early. We're going to be doing karaoke tomorrow night, and of course, I had to add you. Had to have you on Free Talk Live. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here. And, of course, there's so much going on in the news, so much I've been following on Peace News Now, that I'm happy to bring you some good news from the Peaceful Resistance Front. But we'll get into that later.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, of course, for those who don't know, Derek J was once upon a time on this show on a regular basis when he was living here in New Hampshire before he had to leave on his exile, unfortunately, due to a string of civil disobedience arrests. And you can actually see those arrests if you watch Derek's movie, which is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And you had asked me earlier this week, Derek J, as to whether or not I was going to have DVDs of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on hand for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I'm glad you asked that, because I was just kind of intending to bring, like, the last dozen that I had. But I figured, you know, we're going to have some screenings. We hadn't planned necessarily. We kind of last minute were able to secure some times for some screenings of the film. Because last year at Porkfest, that's Porkfest, PORCFEST.com, you were not able to make it due to you being in jail.
It was so sad.
It was painful to know that
your
it
movie
was happening.
It was screened, but it was Bo Davis, the editor, who did the screening. And as I understand it, he did a fine job. But it'll be great to actually have you there to screen your own film. We're going to do it twice. So there's going to be one, I think, late Thursday night at like midnight. So a midnight showing, and then Saturday afternoon after the big group picture. There's going to be a showing at that time. And so I ordered another 100 DVDs. So we're going to have plenty of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree discs on hand, so they'll be great.
I think you'll need them.
That's awesome. We're going to do some screenings. That's going to be a lot of fun. Porkfest is going to be awesome.
Yes, it will, and I'm so excited that it's actually your first time, or it will be.
I know, this
is
a long time coming.
Yeah. I mean, for 2 years I've been a part of the Shire, and then I've missed every one for circumstances, but wow, it's not one to miss.
Yeah, so of course there's a lot in the news, and as always, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves here. Now, lots, as I said, in the news here tonight, including, I've got a story about polyamory, and I think that it's a fascinating topic. I don't know if either of you have any experience with it.
What's that? What's polyamory?
Well, you're going to find out. So why don't we open with this one, because it's kind of, I think it's unique. You know, you don't really hear about this very often on talk radio.
That's true, but it's been big in the news. It's been big in the TV world. The reality TV world has...
Take your word for it.
It's
I don't
watch TV. Yeah. There's reality TV shows like Big Love, and
they have like polygamist shows about polygamy.
Mormons. Yeah. But maybe we're not talking about the same thing.
Now, right. So this is polyamory, not polygamy or polygyny or whatever. Polygyny? Anyway, 12 years ago, this is from Slate.com, Richard Gilmore walked into a party and laid eyes on Vicky for the first time. It was like a scene from a 1940s Hollywood romance. He recalls, now age 60, he recalls, if you were to film it, it would be so sappy and saccharine, you couldn't believe it. He says there was a crowd of people, but all I could see was her. Now, Vicky is 63 now, and she also noticed Richard and began to stare back. The chemistry between them was immediate and irresistible. They say it was love at first sight. Oh my God, Richard thought at the time, it really happens. But this is where the old Hollywood romance ends and another kind of love story begins. A few weeks later, after her magical first date with Richard, Vicky went home to Jim, her husband of almost 20 years. Now, why didn't you want to come with us tonight? Vicky asked Jim after she told him all about the date. He said, I wanted you to have a chance to get to know Richard one-on-one. Wasn't that cool of him? Richard recalled. So as Richard and Vicky started dating, Jim and Vicky happily continued their marriage. 9 months later, Jim met a woman named Maria, and Jim and Maria began to date. And then Richard and Maria started dating, too. Finally, in 2002,
the love circle.
The group of four piled on coats and scarves to go out one chilly evening. Richard stopped at the door and looked back at everyone. "We're really a family now, aren't we?" he asked. They were, and they have been ever since. Richard, Vicky, Jim, and Maria are polyamorous. They are people who engage in what has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy. Now, unlike polygamy, which is the where one man is married to multiple women, most polyamorous aren't motivated by religion. Instead, they describe their relationships in language that should be familiar to anyone. It's just what feels healthy, happy, and natural for them. So there's more to the story, but you know, what do you think about this idea? Does it feel natural to have more than one partner at any given time, and to have those partners interacting with each other in a kind of a larger than two person relationship? I think it's a fascinating idea. I think that there's a lot of evidence that suggests that maybe that monogamy isn't the natural order for human beings, and that it's something that's been imposed by society.
What suggests that?
Well, people cheat a lot. You know, there's a lot of people that cheat in their relationships, and I think that there's that attraction of the grass being greener on the other side, of something that's different or perceived as different, new,
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, but people lie a lot, so that wouldn't suggest that the truth is somehow not something to strive for, right? Just because people go outside of whatever, you know, there might be an ideal that people hold and they cheat against that, but just because there's like a lot of people going against whatever it is that's traditional doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing.
So are you, okay, so let me see if I'm following you. You're saying, so because some people or a lot of people go against tradition, that doesn't justify what they're...
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying that it's, like, bad for people to be polyamorous at all. I think that that's, like a foreign kind of way of thinking about relationships, you know, to me.
It does seem foreign, because I think that's because we've been raised in a society where we were talking about diamonds on the show a lot last night and how they're basically totally BS. They're manufactured, essentially. The demand for diamonds was manufactured by a brilliant marketing campaign. Now, there's no equivalence in the idea that you give a diamond to somebody and that you love them if it's a larger diamond or a more expensive diamond or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but what do you think that what do you think the diamond represents in a marriage?
It's basically something that, I mean, it's a gift, I guess.
It's an ability for the man to show that he is stable enough to provide something as frivolous as a diamond.
No, I think it's the rock. It's that the fact of the diamond, that it doesn't change itself. It's like one of those clinging things.
Yeah, but why would the size and cut matter?
That's just like extra love.
Well, if you want a sign that your man is stable, obviously we're digressing into a diamond discussion now, but if you want a sign that your man is stable and he's got several thousand dollars to spend, why not spend it on a down payment on a house? At least then you can live in that several thousand dollars as opposed to the diamond, which depreciates immediately.
It's probably easier to take out a loan on a house than for a diamond ring.
Well, and sensibility is not always as sexy.
Sure, and sensibility doesn't really apply to marriage ceremonies and things like that.
No.
So
it's about, yeah, that's interesting. It's about rituals. For me, this whole polyamory thing, I had never heard the definition, as you put it, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I always thought it was just open relationship. It was synonymous.
Well, I mean, that is basically what we're talking about here.
But it seems like it's a sealed-off family.
I think that's what they chose to make of it. I wouldn't, you know, obviously we don't have a detailed interview with these folks, so I'm just going to speculate here and suggest that if later on someone else who was interesting came into their purview, then they would add someone else to their family. I don't know how sealed off it actually is.
Oh, okay. Well, it just seemed like I don't know why there's a distinction in my mind, but it seems like the double partner thing makes sense, whereas maybe like 5 or 6 or 7 starts to seem a little wild to me.
It seems like a lot to me as well. I mean, one partner can be enough in a lot of instances. But let's talk more about, you know, humans and what it is that they're looking for, get back to the issue of cheating, and also get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Tell your story.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Plus, we'll talk more about polyamory when we get a chance. Of course, your calls are going to come first in moments, but first we want to share with you a little bit about freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can create the content. It is now Reddit integrated, which means that it's still the same concept as it's been for the last few years, where you can go and submit, say, like a news story or a YouTube video or, you know, a blog post. You submit that to the site. Then it can be voted on, voted up, or voted down. And in the aggregate, you get to see what our listeners think is important. And that means that we might use some of that on the air here. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free, of course. That's freetalklive.com. Now, are you dreaming of losing weight? We're talking about what could be a lot of weight here, maybe up to 30 pounds in 12 weeks. This is Axia 30, and Mark is fat, and he has been using Axia and has had some success. He's lost several pounds, I believe, at this point.
But still fat?
Well, I mean, he's losing the weight, but yes, he's got a little beer belly or whatever you call that, the pouch. What do you call that, a muffin top or something like that?
Spare tire.
Yeah, spare tire. That's the one, spare tire. Certainly not a six-pack. And so he wants to change that, and he's been doing that. Axia 30, it's different because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in only 12 weeks. And it's packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. They've got a full three-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. So call them at 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. Axia works for both men and women, and you don't have to starve yourself. In a clinical study, men and women's daily diet was approximately 1850 and 1350 calories, respectively. You have nothing to lose but the extra weight. So you can call and get a free month of Axia 30 at 800-543-6613. We're going to go to your phone calls here. You can bring up whatever you want. And then more about polyamory and what is human nature anyway when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to being in relationships, with close relationships with other human beings. But first, you can bring up anything. And Dave is going to start things out here in Youngstown, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J. and Allie.
Sure am. Y'all look great tonight.
Oh, hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you had heard yet about this Joe Hamill person from Concord, New Hampshire?
Joe Hamill. The name sounds familiar, but tell me more.
Okay, well, it kind of bears on the activism that's going on in Keene and the surrounding area. Apparently back on May 6th, he videotaped a public official. He was trying to get a taxi cab license or permit or whatever. And in the process, you know, in the offices there, he actually videotaped what was going on. And a little bit later, they issued an arrest warrant, and he turned himself in a little bit later. And today I see an article came across that the city, well, I'll read it off to you. The Concord City Prosecutor's Office has decided not to follow through on a felony wiretapping charge against a Pembroke man for allegedly recording a city employee. Now, I had not heard of this before, but I got a Pork 411 call today saying that he was actually calling in saying, thank you for all the help all of you people, all of you liberty-minded people have given me with regard to RSA 570, I believe it was.
I heard this call, and for our listeners that don't know, Porcupine 411 is a system that has been in place for many years here in New Hampshire as far as the activism movement here is. Our listeners that have been listening for a long time know the hosts of the show here tonight have all moved here as part of the Free State Project in order to get active and be here together with other liberty-minded people. And anyway, the Porcupine 411 system allows you to call a phone number and then leave a message. And moments later, that message is then blasted out to hundreds of email addresses. Apparently, yours is one of them, Dave. I also received these. And I actually remember hearing the guy's call when he called the first time, because he originally had called Pork 411 after it had happened, the incident with him getting arrested, and kind of told his story. And that was, I guess, when people responded. Now, I don't know how many people responded to him, but I passed his information on to my attorney, who took an interest in that case. The very same attorney, Derek J., that won the trespassing case for me and Kelly, and would have won for you, but unfortunately you took the plea deal.
Oh.
You had to. But This attorney, I think, really helped him out, I believe, and I don't know if he signed on to the case or not, but that was just one example of one of the things that happened. Who knows who else called him back and gave him assistance or suggestions or whatever, but it's a great activism network that, you know, it's one of those things where the more activists you have in one general area, the more expertise you have on hand. And in fact, there was a guy today that I spoke with on the phone who, he didn't call Port 411, but he sent an email to the Free Keene news address, which several activists receive. So it's like a way to send news tips. And this guy was, he wanted some suggestions for how to handle a legal case, which was very similar, where he and some friends were in a park. The police came up and threatened them. They wanted to search his bag. He refused to consent to the search, started recording on his phone, and the cops arrested him for disorderly conduct and confiscated the phone. So, you know, it's great. You know, we've got this activism network that people can reach out to. Even if we've never even heard of them before, there's help there.
Yeah.
And it's starting to have an effect. All of those wiretapping cases in the past that all these liberty people have watched and followed, and now they're able to pass it all on to everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way it's supposed to work. And it'll just get better as more people come here as part of the Free State Project and get active and concentrate in one place. Dave, thanks for bringing that up here tonight. I appreciate the call and your thoughts.
Sure.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, the interesting thing about Porcupine 411 is it's not something that has to just apply to New Hampshire. I believe they have one in Austin, Texas. And I believe it's called something different there. I think it's like the Liberty Bell system or something. Mm-hmm. But there's been a couple of them that have popped up in different communities across the country. As long as you have a good group of activists in one geographic area, these tools can really assist.
What do
in
you
helping.
Basically need? Just a Twitter account, and you set up your Twitter account to push to different phones?
It's a little bit more complicated. The Porcupine 411 system, if you go to porcupine411.com, there may be more technical information there, but it's essentially an asterisk system, which is a Linux-based phone telephony system, essentially.
Is there a way that people can learn how to set this up themselves?
No, I mean, you could learn it if you were a Linux person.
Okay.
You know, not the average person is not a Linux person. I don't even know enough about Linux to where I could have set this up. But if you've got a tech geek guru type who knows Linux, his way around Linux, then that person could learn asterisk and they could.
There's always one.
Yeah, every group needs one.
Or you can just hire the creator of Porcupine 411, Michael Hampton, and he'll implement the system for you.
That's a win.
Yeah. I mean, this guy has been doing this for years and knows exactly what he's doing, and I would say he was pretty affordable. So if you want to set one of these up, go to porcupine411.com. Let's go to Jack. He's in Colorado. And, Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Allie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Good, good. Well, I took it upon myself to write you guys a 6-page motion. I know you made a comment the other day that somebody had a motion to dismiss the city of Keene's petition for an injunction, and nobody ever did anything with it. You know, nobody helped you out or anything like that. So, since I have a lot of time on my hands, I did quite a bit of legal research.
Oh, great.
And I wrote a 6-page motion for you, if you're interested. If you're not,
I'm definitely interested. If you would, email it to news@freekeene, that's free, K-E-E-N-E, news@freekeene.com. Obviously, we don't have time to read the 6 pages on the air, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I'll certainly share it with the other Robin Hooders and probably put it in before the next hearing. Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for doing that. And that's great, man. People helping from the outside, not even in New Hampshire, helping out what's going on here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Normally it's ladies' night on Friday nights on Free Talk Live. Julia is out this week and
still ladies' night.
Derek Day is in. And of course, Allie is here as always. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Julia is going to a Spain rave, like a week long rave
oh
on the
my
beach
gosh.
In Spain. It's ridiculous.
So and cool.
She's got blue hair.
Yeah, she's totally dyed her hair blue. So it's a shame you can't see her.
The pictures are on Facebook.
I don't know if they're on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, but
maybe
if you wanted to
be.
Share it over there.
I will.
You would well, you can't because you're not an admin.
Oh.
I could make you an admin. If I did make you an admin, then you'd be like the only person who could share anything on the Free Talk Live page because they banned everyone.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 days. Now, if you listened earlier this week, you know that all of the admins, so me and Mark and several other people, Stephanie, Brian, all these folks that connected with the show that we've given administrative access to, they all get punished because of what one person did. And in this case, what the one person did wasn't even, in my opinion, a violation of the Facebook community standards, as they're called. So the first time, in case you're just tuning in, earlier this week, about 2 days ago, we were banned for 24 hours. Now, that follows an incident where a couple weeks ago we were banned for just like a second. Basically, the first time you get a ban, it's just a little window that pops up that says, hey, you violated our community service standards or whatever, community standards. And
slap on the wrist.
And not, not just the person who posted it gets that message, but every
admin. The whole
admin
group,
does.
Yeah, every admin of the page in question. And in this case, the first time it was just, it was a story about toplessness in New York City being legal. For women.
Woohoo!
It was great news.
Were there topless pictures?
There was. There was a picture of like a kind of a protester topless in the
street. You can't show the human body everywhere.
Well, right. And
especially not on the internet.
It's ridiculous their rules, I think, in the first place, especially considering there are plenty of curse words and violence on Facebook. So what's the big deal about some breasts? But fine. It's there in their policy. No nudity. Okay. I gotcha. But now this next one, what happened earlier this week, was the Gold Coast Meter Maids. Now, I believe you were here. Were you here the night we talked about that?
Yes.
You were. Okay. Now, Derek J., are you familiar with the Meter Maids?
No.
So our longtime listeners know about the Robin Hoods, the people that go and save folks from getting parking tickets here in Keene. Well, it turns out this is an old idea. The Meter Maids, the Gold Coast of Australia, have been doing it for nearly 50 years. It's basically a group of really attractive young women who, wear short shorts and a bikini top and a kind of an Australian hat, and they go around and they save people from getting parking
tickets.
How
nice!
Yeah, and it's been going on for decades. So we posted a news story about them early this week, and then the next morning, I woke up to discover that I'd been banned from Facebook for 24 hours.
Aww.
Now, this news story, was it like a regular video piece from some news station in Australia? It did not have nudity
in it. Yeah,
it
was about bikinis.
Somebody was calling you out because they didn't like the content.
Right, is someone reporting
a few?
Someone has to be reporting this.
I don't like this.
So,
take it away, Facebook.
We got banned for 24 hours. Now, of course, the irony was that same story was posted twice to our Facebook page. So they only pulled one of the two posts. The other one was allowed to stay there. And then, so after 24 hours, okay, we're back. All right, so how long is it going to be before it hits again? Well, about a day later, Mark had taken the, I think it was Mark, you never know who posts on, if you've got a bunch of admins on a group page, you don't know who's making the post.
Right.
But I think it was Mark who posted the Facebook page for the Meter Maids. So first it was a news article about the Meter Maids, and this most recent ban, the three-day ban, was because we linked to the page for the Meter Maid.
Well, he had to go escalate it. Mark had to escalate it. He was already told no.
But they linked to another page on Facebook.
Then he had to push the envelope like a jerk.
The page is still there. Like, the page that is supposedly offensive is still on Facebook. You could go right now and like the Gold Coast Meter Maids. There's actually a few different ones. But 3-day ban for this. So it goes from click an OK button to 24 hours to 3 days. The next one's 30 days.
Oh.
Wow.
And
you'll just have to add new admins.
Well, that's the only way that we'll be able to do it. Yeah, so I'll plug you in here. If you're willing to do it for a couple of... Because if you just do it for a couple of violations, then we can pull you out.
I'll be in and out like a ninja.
Right.
Boom. Share the posts. You'll see Julia's glorious hair, and then you'll be happy.
So yeah, thanks for that. But it's really hard because now we've got these admins bailing out. They're like, I don't want to get banned from Facebook.
Of course.
So...
Right, because it bans you from your entire account, right?
Not quite. No. You can still chat with other people.
You can't share stuff.
But you cannot share, you cannot like,
stuff.
You cannot post.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Stephanie was calling it Facebook detention.
It is.
It's
in this corner. Think about what you've done.
Yep.
You can hear everyone else, but you can't share anything.
Right. Think about what you've done by posting women in bikinis. I mean, what? It's outrageous what's going on. So that's the latest. That's why you're not seeing us on Facebook tonight. But we are on Google+, and we are on Twitter. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on whatever your method of that is preferred.
What about Diaspora? Are you guys going to do that?
Is anyone on that?
I don't know. I heard it's the decentralized one. Shouldn't that be the answer to a crappy Facebook that's blocking everyone? I hear about this stuff every day.
Diaspora? I didn't even know how you pronounced it. I remember a few years ago.
So it's too obscure.
This was another social networking website that created a lot of buzz.
It was a big deal.
Like, for a little while, there was all this buzz around this Diaspora site. And like people in the Liberty Committee were like, yeah, this is going to kill Facebook.
It's
and,
decentralized, so and it should be better, right?
They raised a bunch of money, though. Well, I mean, they really impressed people with their ideas, I guess.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't decentralized then. If they were raising, if there was a they to raise money.
Yeah, somebody was programming it, obviously. So, okay. And whoever that was, I think
just
they raised
an open source project, I thought.
$200,000 for that.
Oh,
project.
Wow. Okay, so.
I hope people are using that. I went and signed up for it, and
okay.
Wasn't that impressive.
Well, then, hopefully another one comes along that's better than Facebook.
So, there's our Facebook update for you, since now there's all this drama surrounding our Facebook account. I don't know what's going to happen, in the long run. I mean, if I've challenged these things, there's like a little challenge option when you get banned, but they never got back to me on my first challenge, so I challenged this one today.
Yeah.
Now they've got 3 days to get back to me. I don't know if they're going to either.
That ends up in the part of the internet that nobody sees.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. But what do you want for free? I wish I could just break away from it. I wish I could just say no more Facebook.
I know.
But I feel like I can't.
No way.
And isn't that sad?
It's part of breathing. It's really like in the culture now.
If it weren't so useful.
Well, who's Facebook's competition really?
Google Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
some competition.
They just don't have everything that Facebook does. At least
well,
not
people,
that I've seen.
They don't have the people.
There's that too. We've got over 10,000 likes on Facebook.
People say Google Plus is easier to use. I don't think so. I'm
get
very
confused about the circles and
yeah. There's lots of blank space too. Not a fan of blank space. I don't think it's easier or cleaner or better. It's just like, give me more stuff.
Well, we have it now, and we're promoting it better now, thanks to Facebook screwing us on their ridiculous and outrageous rules. So, since we're talking about rules, let's go back to the marriage discussion.
Yes.
and polyamory, as is being shared over at Slate.com. Story about some folks that are in basically an open relationship, though it may be a little bit more closed now, or how open it is, I don't know. But I think that the term open relationship kind of applies in a couple different ways, at least in my experience. So there's the open aspect of that you could have sexual relations with another person. There's that aspect of openness. But then the other half of that, or the other part of that, is that if you're going to be doing those things, you need to be open about it. You need to be communicative toward your significant other or whoever it is you care about in this relationship. They need to know what's going on. And in the case with the people in the story, they were all aware. You know, the guy met this lady and they went on a date and her husband knew about it, but he didn't want to come to the first date because he wanted them to have some time alone. And they were all aware of it, all consenting. And I love the description of the polyamorous here. People who engage, the people who engage in what has been described as a consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy. And I think the ethical aspect comes in that you're being honest about your feelings about other human beings, and you're not hiding that, you're not cheating.
Can you be honest about jealousy in a polyamorous relationship?
I think so, absolutely. I think the more you're honest about, the better your relationship's going to be. So we'll come back with more on polyamory, and maybe you do this, and you've got a lot of experience at it, because it's not necessarily easy. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North respiratory, Miller Fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. And maybe you're a polyamorist. Or maybe you've had experience having an open relationship and have had a relationship with more than one partner. And you want to share that with us. And how'd it go? Because it's pretty challenging in a lot of aspects. We can talk about that and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI+. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I actually just realized we weren't signed into Skype, so I will remedy that, and then you'll be able to talk to us on Skype. Now, BitcoinStore.com, something that you are familiar with, Derek J. You host Peace News Now, and you can go to peacenewsnow.com. Or I guess you're calling it Peace News, and your live show is Peace News Now. That's correct. You're doing a 7 day a week, 5 minute per day newscast.
That's correct.
And what does it focus on?
It's all peaceful resistance news. So it's a 5 minute condensed, maybe 3 to 5 stories of what's going on in the world of peaceful resistance. So I talk about Vernon Hershberger. Some people are familiar with the Amish raw milk dairy farmer who recently won a victory in court.
And you're going to have an update on that for us later tonight.
Absolutely. And then things that are going on continuously, like what's going on with Robinhood. A lot of people want to know the updates on that. You get all the peaceful resistance news, because it's not all bad news. A lot of times when you look in the news, it's upsetting. It can be depressing. So Peace News Now aims to remedy that by giving you a condensed version of what's going on in the world that's going right.
So obviously there's a lot of peaceful resistance in the Shire, but like, where have you been most surprised or impressed by the peaceful resistance?
I've been impressed and surprised the most when the court victories happen, because that is the least expected. You know, I expect that on government's turf, they're going to sweep every time. But it's often the case that the court of public opinion gets to court first, and the juries and the judges' hands are tied.
We've been seeing a lot of court wins recently. I mean, again, you always have to put the caveat out there that anytime you're in court, you've always lost your time. You could be doing other things. But ultimately, you know, Daryl Perry just won a parking ticket trial here in Keene. I had the Palmer decision where I actually ended up getting a paycheck. They gave me a $5,000 check after they arrested me for recording video. The trespass order that was issued against you and I, Derek J., it was ruled unconstitutional. And just recently, when I was in court on the smoke alarm issue here, as the city of Keene was coming after me for not having an interconnected smoke alarm system at the Keene Activist Center, I've actually had half of the warrant thrown out as invalid and all of the evidence collected by the fire chief thrown out as invalid. So I tend to take a real skeptical view of the courts. I agree with you. Normally they back up the state, but we've had a surprising amount of, like, a string almost of wins recently.
Yep. Absolutely, and it's been encouraging as much as it is surprising, Allie.
So I brought up Peace News Now because it's great, number one. And how many months have you been doing it now?
I started in November of 2012, but it's only been running daily since January.
Okay, so about half a year. You're about half a year in, and I think that it's one of the best things that people can listen to out there because it's short. You know, Free Talk Live is 2 hours, and you know, if you're listening on the podcast, it's 2 hours a night. If you're listening live with all the news breaks and such, then it's three. So 5 minutes is that easy to listen to kind of chunk. Anybody driving to work can listen to a five-minute podcast.
And right.
And it's so positive, too, which I really like.
Because it's on iTunes, so they should listen to it driving to work because it's easy to get as a podcast.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. And one of the things you talk a lot about, and for good reason, is Bitcoin. Now, BitcoinStore.com sponsors Free Talk Live, and I believe also is sponsoring Peace News Now.
Yes.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah. I bought speakers there 2 weeks ago.
So, like,
I bought an audio, for my laptop so I can plug in and listen to amplified music. Pretty good sound. I just got compliments on it recently.
What brand?
They were Logitech.
So a real brand. So these guys have, like, real branded products.
Absolutely,
with quality.
Yeah. And I just bought a Sony audio recorder that I used today.
Oh, sweet.
Because
handheld thing?
Yeah, because the cops were going around sniffing my bag on my way to on the Amtrak, and I don't appreciate that. So I have an audio recorder running at all times when I see police. I bought that at BitcoinStore.com using Bitcoins.
And there's a good reason to do that. It's because you get a 0% markup on all these consumer electronic devices and parts. You can go to BitcoinStore.com. They do not take cash. They do not take euros, Federal Reserve notes, all this other stuff. They don't take PayPal. It's Bitcoins only, and you get a discount because you're paying in Bitcoins. You probably are going to find that these things are the best price. Did you check around when you bought these things? Did you?
Yeah, I shopped around. I saw that they did have exactly comparable prices. I think for what I checked out for the speakers, it was exactly on par with what I was seeing elsewhere, and I was much happier to pay in Bitcoin because of the privacy of it all.
Yeah,
and
there's that.
But then, in addition, the Sony audio recorder, I couldn't find anywhere else. So it was great. It was perfect, just what I wanted. So, and it was a very good price.
I was going to say, because he was saying those comparable to other places, but I was thinking 0% markup, are they just doing that because they're keeping the Bitcoins because they expect them to go up in value, and so that's the incentive for selling it at zero profit?
Well, they have, and also BitcoinStore.com has written a letter to Amazon and some of the other big names saying, you know, hey, if you start taking Bitcoin, we'll shut down. But
that's true. Yeah, they want to put themselves out of business, basically. They essentially want to show Amazon and the other big players out there, hey, look, this is money you're missing out on. You could have had, you know, you could have had these 500,000 orders or whatever, and you didn't because you don't accept Bitcoin. And if you do, then you'll get the business back. So again, peacenewsnow.com, go check that out, and also bitcoinstore.com. If you've got bitcoins, this is a great way to spend them on useful real-life items. So we've been kind of talking off and on about the idea of polyamory, which is, as is described in a Slate.com piece, these are people who are consensual, ethical, and responsible at non-monogamy. There's plenty of people out there that are not monogamous, but they pretend like they are. They're in a relationship with somebody, and it's just gotten maybe stale over the years, and somebody new enters their life, And because they've pledged to be with this one person forever, they feel bad about their feelings that they're experiencing, that, oh, I shouldn't be feeling things for this other person because I've pledged myself to this other, you know, the original human being that I, you know, loved 20 years ago, and I still love them today, but it just doesn't have the same flavor or the same experience. And so they will cheat. They will
They will break up or leave the person and then go on to find someone else.
Okay, that's true. Sometimes people do break up and leave.
Why do people
cases,
do that?
But in a lot of cases, in a committed relationship, there are a lot of people, you know, like strings that are tying you down. You might own a house together. There are, you know, there's just a long-term benefit that
If you own a house together, you probably shouldn't just leave the person if you've,
that's
you know,
what I'm telling you, that you. Most people don't just leave when someone new comes along. They cheat instead. There's significant numbers of people who admit to cheating. I mean, if you pull up
there's
studies,
a website for it, Ashley Madison.
There?
Yeah, it's like a place where at the Simpsons just parodied it last week. But yeah, there's a whole website dedicated to finding married love online.
Right. If it were easier for people to leave their significant other rather than cheat, then they would leave. But leaving entails breaking up with somebody. Leaving entails separating things, because a lot of people buy things in tandem, which means breaking up gets complicated. So leaving is very complicated. Whereas if you're just seeing someone on the side and the other partner doesn't know, that's much easier in a lot of cases. It's risky, but people don't seem to really be concerned with that risk because it's common, right? Cheating isn't it fairly common?
It's not as common as you would think it would be, considering the biological forces that drive us. Like, I mean, technically, if we're just going to, like, if you were just to throw all societal pressures on how one should engage sexually, then, like, the guys could go around and, like, have sex multiple times a day. The women would, you know, take the sex and get pregnant and be pregnant, like, pretty much as many times as she could during her lifetime. That would be what would, like, further the human race the quickest, right? That would be what's biologically driving us. But since usually you keep having sex with the same person for a while, I could see reasons why there would be... I'm sorry that my... I could see why there would be this sort of societal pressure for two people to choose each other and for there not to be, like, outside pressure, like a girl who's having sex with a guy and she could get pregnant by him.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want some other girl to come around and, like, he's not interested in her anymore. Or she gets pregnant and now she's not sexy, so he goes off with the other girl. You could see why that would be something that society would want to avoid.
We'll come back with more of that here. Grant's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Allie. Grant's in Michigan. You are.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. You guys are my heroes.
Oh, gosh. We just do a radio show, but I appreciate it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been listening for about 2 years now, but I haven't in the last couple weeks because I'm getting ready to move, actually.
Where are you moving to?
New Hampshire.
That's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
All right, stand by. We'll, if you can hang through the news, we'll bring you back and chat further. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And more on infidelity and relationships and polyamory, cheating. Your experiences are certainly welcome. So share them. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.